I'm in the car and I'm driving down to Avalon Airport. I actually really like driving. Although there's a couple of roads that I absolutely detest, but I don't know why. I don't really have any problem with the road to Geelong, which is the road you take to Avalon. The road to Ballarat, on the other hand, oh my God, I get murderous on that route. I don't know whether it's because we had to do it so many times to go visit the Outlaws in Ballarat when I was engaged to be married and then subsequently married, or whether it was because, actually no, I didn't, I never saw them after I was married, I refused to, or whether it was actually them themselves, because first of all they used to fight for us and then they tried to fuck up my wedding. So maybe that's one of the reasons I detest the Ballarat Road. I don't know, it always just seemed that it took forever to get home. The road to Geelong, on the other hand, this was a road that we would have taken from my earliest days in Australia, and usually we were going down to Geelong. We were going to go and visit Barry and Carol and the two kids, Hayden and Lyndon. And later, it was the road that I did a lot of my learner plate practice and P-plate driving on. I didn't have a car of my own. I was designated driver. My parents and I would go down. We'd spend an absolutely lovely day with Barry after he'd separated from Carol, and sometimes I'd see the boys. And they'd all hang around, play music, talk crap, get pissed, and then I'd drive us home. Maybe it was the freedom associated with driving, which was something I'd always wanted to do, that meant that I love the stretch of road. It's perhaps symbolic of the freedom of having your own car and being able to go places. And this was the road where I started to take my first tentative steps towards that freedom by actually being able to drive. Anyway, making good time. Debating whether I stop at the Roadhouse for coffee or not, because the Avalon Roadhouse actually does do quite decent coffee considering it's in the middle of nowhere. Zara's asleep in the back.